Cliff rocks blossoming. A patient in the pit believes you are going to kill her with dirty needles and bad blood work. Angel calls out to you, "Pretty please, nurse, for a boxed lunch, a cab voucher." Double doors open to waxed floors, to gurneys rolling over spilt coffee. Angel tells you she owns three kids who are thieves and fail me through theft. You've heard it's common among victims of illness to seek a cause, a trigger, some branch office to blame. A doctor you once knew was granted a month of paid and unrequested leave. Upon death, you call first call for life, prop head of bed 45 degrees, place ice pack over eyes. After death, a priest signs the chart to prove he came when he was called or soon after. You administer unrequited love in spite of this and sometimes cry on duty. Don't worry, that's how you know it's a real ER. To make room, you move patients to hall beds and call them campers, the ones who wait to camp somewhere else. Angel camps unhappy in the hallway, waiting for mobile crisis to send her somewhere else. You set her up with a boxed lunch. You tell her sorry about the cab voucher. Then you swipe out. At the end of the shift, it's true. You go down to the lake with every intention to witness a small miracle like cliff rocks blossoming or the sound of gulls.